So we're here with Vibe Urbisa at the Global Forum for Rail Baltica. It's a bit of a curious event because in a way it's a sort of kick-off event, but at the same time the project is underway. I mean, it seems that there's something in the air about whether, you know, how far down the line we are, if you pardon the pun.
I think that's an absolutely correct assessment. What I have learned in the past year is that all infrastructure projects take 20 years from inception of idea to kind of really genuinely starting construction. Mm. We're somewhere in the middle of this right now. I think we'll be a little bit earlier. The project has had many different processes to come to where we are. So you're absolutely right in that it's a kickoff that now we have traction. We have agreements, we have traction, things are happening, we'll be building.
You mentioned that these sort of projects, they tend to take quite a long time, about 20 years. They also tend to go over budget.
Yes,
and according to where you look at the moment, this project is either worth 4 billion euros, I think on the European Commission site, 5 billion euros, or today we heard more, closer to 6 billion, 5.7. So, I mean, is that the figure that we're sticking with now? Is it?
Well, first of all, the 4 billion comes from a study in 2011. And the 5 billion comes from a study in 2015. But what de facto has happened to change it to 5.8, for example, is that we have, from the assumption 2 years ago that the tracks would be 730 kilometers, now we already have 870 kilometers of tracks. We have the extension to the airport. We have included Vilnius-Kaunas extension, which was not there previously. Now, will we stick to 5.8? Let's see, because the fact is that the Estonian route has still not been confirmed. We are doing an upgrade study for the connection between Kaunas and the Lithuanian border to upgrade that part, and there are actually no plans yet for the Vilnius-Kaunas connection. My working assumption is that number one, the 5.8 is the number we will stick to for now, which is an indicator. I think we'll be somewhere between there and 6 billion euro in that scope. I think we should try to find ways to make sure that we can actually build it for 6 billion euro. And that's where economies of scale kick in, and economies of scale not only in common individual procurements, but also in the way that the project is managed, what resources are used, can we find more efficient and effective ways of building the railway as is already practiced in other parts of the world.
And speaking of economies of scale, we just had a question about, you know, the possibility of a lack of manpower or qualified workforce to 17,000 jobs going to be needed just for the construction, with I think it was 24,000 in kind of allied trades during the construction phase as well. The simple question, I suppose, is wouldn't it just be easier to get the Chinese to build it for us?
I don't think it would be, the flippant answer is, of course it would be easier, you know, if you want to.
I like flippant answers.
Yeah, that's the flippant answer. I saw how they built a gas pipeline from Ashgabat to China, you know, in no time. But to be able to do the work that we do, funded by the European Union, we need to also be able to have everybody play by European rules, regulations, and anywhere that they are. And they can be Chinese companies. So also the Chinese companies working here, and we hope that they will participate in different tenders, they will also have to have, let's say, labor applied at a commensurate in a commensurate fashion that fits also what we're asking from the suppliers, which we'll be able to see tomorrow.